Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Crunch time! Crunch time! You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Crunch time! Crunch time!
That's right, it is crunch time! It's crunch Wednesday time. Night, it's hump day. But guess what? We have a football game in just over 24 hours, so get the hangover out of your system for that last debacle of a football game that the Kansas City Chiefs played last weekend. It's all anew. Flush it out. Do whatever you need to do to get it out of your system, because we need you focused and ready to go for the Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs on national TV tomorrow night on, what is this on? What is it on? NBC? Fox? What is it on?
I don't know.
Ever since you got on a TV, you have no idea what the hell's going on.
I care less what TV station.
So
I'll find it.
You just get a flip around or whatever.
Go look it up.
I think it's on NBC, because
sure?
I think goofy commercial with the guys I used to work with. Like walking.
It's on.
Yeah, but no, they're playing it locally on NBC though.
Where are they playing it here?
Because I'll tell you why. Because the guys that you hired, that you work with, they're walking up and down those. I would have died to see you like trying to give that really tough guy look, walking through the concourse over to Arrowhead, and then when everybody celebrates, you know, doing the high fives and doing all. I would have loved to have seen Frank Bull do those things. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about? It's on Fox?
It's on Fox, yeah.
All right. It's on Fox.
So it's on Fox 4.
Fox 4. Well, you work for every station, so I mean,
well,
you hired everybody.
The only one I didn't ever work for is Channel 9. I keep telling Kess, bring me on some night for a cameo. I'll do the weather. You know, when Busby's out one night or something, I'll do the weather. It's the only TV station I haven't worked for in time.
Hey, look out the window. That's the weather.
Yeah. Go on outside.
The weather?
Okay, back to you guys.
Put your head out the window. That's the weather.
There you go.
All right, guys. We're at CBD America Shaman right here in Grandview. Come on in. We're having a great time. We got all kinds of T-shirts. We got 30% off here. But, Frank, we have 30% off where?
We got 30% off everywhere in the metro. Every CBD American Shaman store in the metro where you can hear our lovely voices. You can go into any CBD American Shaman store. And these are great nights. So every Wednesday night's like this. Yeah. From now on, it will be at 30% off every CBD American Shaman store in town. Great time to stock up. Get your supplies. Get your topical cream. Get your drops. If you're trying to get over Chiefs hangover, you can get your CBD-infused cold brew.
Yeah.
Get some tea or some coffee. Do that. Use your tincture. Whatever you need. Give some to your dogs.
We got popcorn. We got candies. You name it. You want to get some popcorn, get a little CBD in the system, watching a football game tomorrow night. Take a handful of cheese corn, baby. CBD.
Here's the deal. You go to Topsies next door and then put the drops on top of the Popsies, and you got it.
There you go.
There's some CBD. There's your own infused corn right there.
There you go. All right, talking about infused.
Yeah, I know. Well, now we have to talk about the game.
We have to talk about
Let's see. Fuller, Jones, Fisher, Wiley, all out for tomorrow night. Okay,
and
they're all.
You got a surprise.
Rashad Breeland is out. One of the cornerbacks is out. He's on a personal leave situation. Not sure. Hope it isn't, something medical or serious with his family. We certainly are hoping for that. But he's out. That leaves them three corners.
Hold on. Give me a 20-second timeout. I hope it's something kind of serious, but not, like, deadly.
No, I don't.
Because if it's
like
not
that.
Anything a big deal, then get your ass out there and play.
So.
Right?
Sure.
Well, then what are you trying to say here? I hope it's nothing serious.
How about the guy that left to go be there for the birth of his child?
He's not even coming to the game.
What about the guy in the playoffs that went home to be with his wife for the birth of a child in game one?
That's serious. That's important. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. I told you what happened.
Sarah, did you hear that?
Hey, we had the twins at 11 o'clock at night. I was at practice at 9 in the morning.
Well, it was over.
Yeah, it was over. I mean, but people like, what am I going to do? They didn't want anything to do with me. They had a couple other things they were worried about, not me. You know,
do you feel left out?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'll bet you did, yeah.
I always feel left out.
All right, so here's the deal. So that leaves Charvarius Ward, Mo Claiborne.
But you know what I mean, though? I might be insensitive here.
No,
but
it better be something serious. Absolutely,
right?
Yes. I agree with that.
I don't want it to be something like, you know, where it's, you know, life or death situation.
Yeah, right.
But it better be serious. It better not be like, you know, my cousin got a flat tire and I got to go help her change it.
Now, that's a little, that's not what happened.
Right.
I don't think.
Okay.
We'll find out eventually. But it's questionable whether he'll play or not, whether he'll be back. He did not travel with the team to Denver.
Okay. Right.
So we know that much. So he's not with the team at the moment. He may join up with the team before tomorrow night, may come in late tonight to Denver, and then he has all day tomorrow to get there because the game's not until 7:20 tomorrow night.
And he practiced with the team this week.
Yeah.
So he's ready to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I hope it's nothing real serious, but I hope it's serious enough that he has to go take care of it and get away from the team.
And really,
but I hope it's not serious enough to keep him away. How about that? Does that make it
that
better?
Makes it better. Yeah. That makes it better. And no matter who's been playing cornerback or defensive line or linebacker or anything else is, it hasn't mattered as far as his defense is concerned. They are getting ripped up.
Yeah, they are getting ripped up. There's been a lot of injuries. And, you know, I watched a lot of the film. Frank, I talked to Seren yesterday. I watched the whole game just about, probably 1.5-2 times from the coach's view, which you get the sideline, the end zone on that game plan or NFL game plan. And so I watched a bunch of it. And, you know, they're making mistakes. But here's the deal with the mistakes. And this is what I was trying to tell Seren the other day. And it's not for lack of effort, okay? Number one, they're still trying out there. They're still working hard. They're still trying. They're still flying around the ball. They're still enthusiastic.
Well, let's not say linebackers are flying anywhere.
Well,
okay, they're trotting over here.
Yeah.
The
other thing is I think that there's paralysis by analysis.
I heard you say this.
And they're seeing too much. Instead of just kind of reading your key, I think they're seeing too much. And when you see too much in the NFL, it doesn't matter what position, everything speeds up and you see too much and you don't do the little things you need to do and you hesitate. If you hesitate in the NFL, you're going to get beat. And watching the linebackers, I'm not going to say the defensive line are hesitating. I think the defensive line are working hard. They're just not good enough right now against the offensive lines they're playing against. The Texans have a good offensive line. The Colts had a good offensive line.
Detroit
had a good – there's some good offensive lines out there. Absolutely. And they're getting blown back because if you look at the defensive line that they're putting out there, other than Clark, most of these guys are retreads that really aren't the starters. They're not guys that were considered starters. If you look at it, it almost looks like a preseason game with the names that are being put out there. So, you know, that's a concern. It's not going to get any better anytime quick, but I do think there's some little things the defensive linemen could do when they're getting double teamed. Go ahead, and Frank, I know you are a defensive coach, and I know you're in defensive meetings. When you're getting double teamed, what do? You get down, you try to cause a pile, and then after you get down, you try and split it and maybe grab a leg or do something, but you can't get driven back. You can't get moved a gap and a half out. If you get moved a gap and a half out and you're a nose tackle or a three technique, the whole structure of the defense collapses. And that's what's happening right now. And in prime example, because this is why I know these guys are still getting coached and they're still listening to their coaches, the very first play of the game, what happened on defense? Remember, Clark closes down, he hits the ball, causes a fumble.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so the last 3 weeks, what teams have been doing, they've been taking their tight end. After the snap, he's been going down the line of scrimmage, away from the play, and cracking the defensive ends and kicking them out. Because the defensive ends were being too aggressive. They're coming up the field. The tight end's got a good angle. He's able to kick them out, and that backside cut run is there.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
Okay, so
huge
you know,
hole.
And you saw that a bunch of times in the last couple games. So let's fast forward to this week. All right, very first play. Clark is saying, listen, I am not going to go up the field. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to stay in the line of scrimmage. I'm not going to go till I know, and I'm going to close down the line of scrimmage. When the tackle goes down, I'm going to stay in my spot, and I'm going to take away that backside cut. Well, he did that and made a play.
Right, Hyde fumbled, yeah.
Hyde fumbled. Okay, so what does the Texans do next? They start to run that bluff, and they bluff that the tight end now out into the flat, and the linebacker and the Clark to that side are both reading their keys, and they're seeing all these different things. But there's nobody covering the tight end after he bluffs out into the flat. They ran that play six or seven times. So there's adjustments being made against the Chiefs. They're getting coached. They just got to tighten things up. I don't think that there's a lack of effort. I don't think there's a lack of caring. I don't think there's a lack of trying. I just think that right now this team is thinking too much, paralysis by analysis on the defensive side, and I think it's affecting everything they do, from tackling to assignment. And if you watch, the defensive linemen are arguing with each other about where to line up. It's not that hard. But there's some confidence problems going on because of some of the problems they've had so far this year.
Yeah, and really, you know, the Chiefs, too. I mean, the fact they get up 17-3. I mean, you just think, oh, this is going to be over by halftime. It's going to be 35-10 or 40-10 by halftime or something like that. And they just stopped. There's just no way, because Houston just turned around and started running the football. They just started eating clock. And it was just killing the Chiefs. It was just killing the Chiefs. They were just, and then they're worn out. And by halftime, Chiefs defense was worn out because they've been on the field for so long. So.
Yeah, I mean, you watch the second half. The Chiefs had what, I think three or four possessions. They scored on one, and they had a three and out on the last one. But they really didn't have the ball in the second half. And you know what? And what teams are trying to do, Frank, and we've talked about this a million times.
Keep the ball away from the
That's
kid.
Right. Make Patrick Mahomes a Gatorade player. What's a Gatorade player mean? He's holding that little green bottle in his hand with Gatorade in it.
That's right.
That's what
on
they're trying
the
to do.
Yeah. And KC, they had 7 points in their last six possessions.
Yeah.
So they go up 17-3. They have six more possessions and score just 7 points. And Houston outscores them 28-7.
But this is
over the last three quarters of the game. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's trying to run. Everybody is running the football against them. So why would you go against what everybody else is doing and having success with? Denver's going to do the same thing.
Yep.
They're going to try to do the exact same thing. Short passing game, run the football. Flacco can't move anyway, so he's got to get the ball out of his hand. Lindsey can run the ball. They've got a good running attack. You might as well go for it.
Yeah.
And then their defense is pretty good, although they have four defensive backs out, but Houston had defensive backs out too. All their corners were gone. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter.
I know, because you don't have any time.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any time. He's got that bad ankle. In the beginning of the game, it was great. They're rolling him out and getting him out of the pocket. I said, oh, that's great. He
boots.
Was moving pretty well. Yep. Next thing you know, he starts slowing down. He starts limping a lot. Not all. Just going, there it goes. And that was it.
Yeah.
All they're doing is keeping him in the pocket, making him try to make the plays from there. I just think the Chiefs should go to a really short pass game, just like a long handoff, the old dump it to the back, dump it to the tight ends, get rid of the ball quickly, and let them move the football that way.
Yeah, and if you look at what the teams are trying to do against the offense, and obviously as soon as Mahomes gets out of the side of the pocket, they're going to attack him. And you see guys are just bearing down on him. If they don't get to him, they want to see if they get him to throw off his back foot and at least have him throw it, you know, in an awkward position, which teams have been able to do that. The other thing they're doing is his main guy that he likes to get rid of the ball too quick is Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And teams are now starting to choke Travis Kelce, which means wherever they line him up, they're putting a guy right on him. And last week they had, like, what, number 38 or 39 or whatever it was, who was chasing him around the whole game. But his job was not to do anything else but to limit what Travis Kelce's doing. So the Chiefs have got to somehow establish a running game a little bit. All right, take a little bit of pressure off Patrick Mahomes. I really and truly, and we're going to get to the good, the bad, the ugly, there wasn't a lot of good in this game, so I had to search around. But I did find something.
Good. Try to figure out what your good was.
Yeah. But it did have something to do with Tyreek Hill. So Tyreek Hill, who had a good game on his bounce back. But he's going to help, because you're going to have to put a safety over the top to kind of watch him. If you watch him during the game, there were times when he ran right by the corner. Right by
him. Oh, without question, yeah.
But once again, right. To your point, no time.
And then when he did throw it deep, and he made just a spectacular play, but the deal was that a guy behind him, a guy right in front of him, and the guy right in front of him looked exactly like the Chiefs' corners do. He never turned around to see where the ball was, because he was right in front of him. And Tyreek went up and made a spectacular catch, came down with a football, and ended up scoring a touchdown there. Shows some real toughness getting into the end zone. But it was. I mean, him being back is great, but they go up 17-3, but they can't win the game.
Get that man a T-shirt. He wants a T-shirt. He's got a Notre Dame shirt on.
Oh my gosh!
Same thing.
Yeah, sure.
Notre Dame and
he
the Chiefs.
He paints in it. Of course, that's perfect.
That's a working man.
An Irish sweatshirt.
It's a working man. All right, guys, let's go to the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right, let's talk about the – well, let's see if I – for some reason I keep pushing this button and it's going away from me.
You're pushing your buttons.
All right, it was really kind of hard to find the good on the Chiefs side. This was Patrick Mahomes' worst game statistically. The Chiefs only had a couple possessions really in the second half. But if there was going to be a guy that you have to pick or there was an entity on the team that you have to go to, it would be Tyreek Hill. He had 5 catches for 80 yards, an average 16 yards a carry, and had a couple touchdowns with a long of 46. So a really nice bounce-back game for Tyreek. He did a good job coming back and making a splash after that injury and that jump that he made on that 50-50. Actually, it was a 25-75 ball, and he was the 25 because there was 2 defenders there. He went up over the top of those guys and made the play on about the 3-yard line and then fought his way in the end zone. And by the way, I could do that dance, Frank, but you couldn't.
Oh, I could have done the flip.
The Tyreek Hill.
Oh, I could have done the flip.
Okay, I'll give you that. You could have
done
the flip.
Flip, yeah. There's no problem there.
Dance.
That athletic, yeah.
But good job to the good is good job to Patrick Mahomes. I said that every week except for this week. Tyreek Hill, congratulations on your bounce back. The bad, it's the Chiefs' run defense. It continues to struggle. In the past weeks, Kansas City Chiefs' defense have made Carlos Hyde look like Earl Campbell. Marlon Mack look like Eric Dickerson. Keon Johnson look like Barry Sanders. I mean, these guys are averaging right around 5 or 6 yards a carry. That's what Jim Brown averaged.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, we're turning the running backs we play into Jim Browns. So that has got to stop. And if you wonder why the Chiefs have been struggling, is because they just can't get the offense back on the field because the defense is struggling so much against the run game. You know, linebackers are freezing in the hole. They're like we said, they're seeing too much. Paralysis by analysis. The defensive linemen are getting pushed around. They've got to be unselfish and say, listen, if I'm getting pushed back, I got to make a pile so my linebackers can at least have a chance to fly up and make a play. So I expect them to hopefully tighten up this week, but Lindsey's a good running back, and he's a tough runner, so they better eat their Wheaties because this is going to be a tough game for this defense.
No. They need their Patrick Mahomes. What's that stuff called?
The crunchers.
There you go.
The ugly, Frank, and this is against my better judgment because you know how I love officials. Right? You know how I love officials.
Yeah, you love them, man.
When I was a high school coach, for all officials out there listening, I never said a word to you guys. You know, Aaron, who's out there.
I was at a
Aaron
game one
Schwartz.
Time down in Gardner Edgerton, right? He was just like, what? Tim,
yeah.
Sit down. Good Lord.
You wanted to be like that, you know, Frank is kind of like my Kansas City dad. So he's like looking at me with that very disappointed look that dads give you after yelling at the officials.
Son.
The officiating in the NFL this year is as bad as it's ever been, and I have a theory why. I think that the game is going so fast that some of these guys just can't keep up. I think that there's a lack of confidence because of all the replays and all the things that kind of go against them, but they look terrible. I mean, first of all, you really can't blame the refs, but the refs blew part of that game for the Chiefs with Kelce. That was a blown call, and it was an interception. That was a huge, huge play in that game. If the Chiefs go down and score on that play, who knows? It could be completely different. But no, I've never seen I still don't understand that call. I understand the ball wasn't going to him, so it can't be pass interference. But they mugged him.
Well, they could have called for holding.
They should have called
holding.
Could have
been defensive holding.
But
sure.
They didn't. I mean, what they did to Travis Kelce is illegal in about 32 states. I mean, you can't do those kind of things to people. All right, so, and then you just watch. And let's fast forward to the Monday night game, national TV, where the officials really blew about 6 or 7 calls in that game.
Yeah,
the last
3 or 4 plays of the game, they killed
the
it.
The hands to the face, the missed pass interferences. I mean, you could go through about 10 more of these situations throughout the season where officials have really been the story of the game when officials should never even be noticed. Too many flags. 21 flags in the game with the Chiefs and the Texans. The penalties are up like almost 3 penalties a game around the league.
Yeah, right.
Too much. Stay out of the game unless it's something blatant. You're ruining the football game officials.
Yeah, and you know that the coaches aren't going to throw the red flag anymore for the pass interference.
Because they never do it.
Because they never overturn the call. Never overturn the call. The other thing is, to your point, Tim, Chiefs have rushed for 496 yards. They have 455 yards in penalties. Think about that.
That's crazy.
All right, so, you know, if you can't do any better than that, you're getting double digits. It's a lack of discipline. Some of it's a lack of refereeing, but some of it is a lack of discipline and the whole thing. When you're getting double-digit penalties every game, you are just shooting yourself in the foot. You're never going to do anything.
Can't win.
Because as soon as you start any momentum at all, you get a penalty, it just kills you. There's just no way.
Patrick Mahomes set a record on the first drive. I heard it kind of in passing. Did he have 160 yards in offense in the first drive?
116 yards in like
– Was it 116 or 160?
Yeah, something like 116.
It was something, whatever it was.
Because they kept calling it back. Because of penalties, I could go back and look at it there. But, yeah, they had offensive pass interference, Kelce, okay. Yeah. They had offensive pass interference, Kelce. They had a false start. They were back-to-back. They had a penalty, Casey Hold. And then they ended up still with an incredible catch by Tyreek Hill to make
let's stay safe and say 116 yards of total offense in the first drive for a touchdown.
Just crazy. Yeah, they're one of the most penalized teams. You keep looking at them like they're almost like the old Oakland Raiders.
That's what I was gonna
just
say.
Wait for them to make a mistake.
We're the Raiders.
Remember, Artie?
Marty,
Schottenheimer said, don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't worry. The Raiders will make a mistake. Yeah. Just keep going.
I know it's eating Andy Reid alive. I know it.
Well, you should do something about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Start kicking some butts over there,
Start
Andy.
Kicking some butts. What are you doing, man? Yeah, the penalty thing is absolutely killing them. Here's the other thing that's killing them. The Chiefs rank right now 30th in time of possession.
Oh.
30th. Huh. They're averaging about 26
minutes. How many teams
are
there?
32.
Oh. What do they rank in defense?
30th? They're right around the same spot.
What are they risking against the run? 30th?
So, well, they are 26th in I'm sorry, this is Denver. Denver is 26th in points for, meaning they're way down the list, but they are 7th in points against.
Yeah, they're good.
So they're pretty good. They've won two games in a row. They lost four straight to start the season. One of those games, at least one of those games they should have won. They've won two games in a row. They've got some momentum. And with the Chiefs losing, now if the Chiefs had won, they're probably turning around going, oh, geez, we're sort of out of the race or whatever. We're not really in the middle of this race. But now that the Chiefs lost, all they know, we beat them. We're only one game behind the Chiefs.
Yeah, you're right.
So
if I got to hear them say, incomplete, I'm going to go crazy.
You'll hear it.
I know it.
You'll hear it
Hopefully
after.
Hopefully not. Yeah, not much. Go ahead, Frank.
All right, buddy. Well, that's it. You know, it's time possession. It is ranks 30th in the league. You've got to somehow find a way to stop the running game. Or obviously these teams you're playing against are not going to stop running the ball. They're just going to try to eat the line. And they're not doing anything fancy with run blocking. They're just road grading the defensive line out. Yeah. It's just they're just killing them. They're killing them up front.
All right, Frank, let's take a break here. We got a couple people in here with some T-shirts. Stop over here to CBD America Shaman in Grandview. We got about another 45 minutes or so. Pop on over here, get 30% off all CBD America Shamans. But more importantly, come on over here to Grandview and hang out with us, Frank and I. I'm looking right across at the Petco. We have Luffy's right next door.
Right.
Luffy's,
Topsies.
Oh, some of the greatest food in the world are at Luffy's. And then we got Topsies, Luffy's, Topsies, Petco. We got food. We got popcorn. We got all kinds of stuff. We got a guy wearing if you need a painter, we got a guy who's going to give you some bids.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all set. Frank says he's a painter. He's probably not even a painter.
Oh, he mows yards in that Notre Dame sweatshirt.
Right. So do I. Yeah, I mow my yard in Notre Dame sweatshirt. We got that in common, all right? I mow my own yard, Frank, not like you who hire those people all the time. Cut your own grass, Frank. Quit being such an elitist. We're going to take a break. I'm sick to my stomach.
The most powerful sports station in America has a home in Kansas City. This is Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Frank, turn me back on.
All right, you're back on.
Welcome to CBD American Shaman, the Crunch Time Show, Wednesday night, the hump day, getting you through the week. Quick week this week as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Denver Broncos, the hated Denver Broncos, the scumbags up in Denver.
Oh, wow.
Don't like them.
That's really
That horse running around up there. And
you don't like that, too.
No.
You realize the Chiefs have beaten them like 7 times in a row.
I know. It doesn't make me feel any better.
That doesn't make you feel any better. We are at CBD American Shaman, right here on South 71 Highway. We are right in Truman Corners Shopping Center, right by the Topsies, right across from Petco. And Lufties right down the street.
Lufties.
Lufties.
Love
come
me some
on.
Lufties.
Lufties.
Made
come
to
on.
Stop over there and get myself.
We're in Grandview.
Catfish before Tim, I leave.
Tim's begging for dinner over here. Last time he mentioned them, you should have seen they come walking through the door. Like eight people came walking through the door. Everybody had arms full of stuff.
That's who the Chiefs were winning. People are actually listening.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad we can laugh. Yes.
Nobody's listening now.
That's right.
I think my mom is listening. Hi, Mom.
God bless her. We love you.
She's the only one listens.
That's it. You got it.
That's all I know.
Okay, well, here's the deal. They had their press conferences earlier this week, of course, the head coach and the quarterback, and here's Patrick Mahomes from this week.
Through all that, do you feel like you've gone through maybe a stretch like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there were certain times at Texas Tech when we didn't do the things that we wanted to as an offense to find ways to win. Like you said, I've definitely been through adverse times when I was in college of not winning the games that I felt like we could have won. And then I think my first year here, whenever the team went through a little stretch where they weren't winning games, was something that I could always follow. I can look back upon and realize that it's a long season. You can figure it out. And that team, my rookie season, started hot, had a few games they didn't like it, and they kind of picked it back up as the season went on. And so, I mean, there's just difficult times in the NFL. I mean, teams are good, and we played some great opponents so far this season. And so we'll have to find a way to get this thing rolling again on a short week against a great opponent.
So in this instance, how do you get to the other side?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to keep trying to execute and trusting in what we're doing. I mean, I feel like there's plays here and there every single game that change the outcome, and that's how close it is in the NFL. I mean, there's every team it can win every single week, so it's about the little plays here and there that can change the whole aspect of a football game.
Your first 16 passes, I think you completed 10 for 180-some yards, and it was 9-19 for 80-some after that. Was there an adjustment that they made? How much of that was ankle protection?
I don't know if any was ankle protection at all, but I mean, they played the similar defense the whole game. We didn't execute at a high enough level. I didn't make the throws at a high enough level as the game went on. I mean, I felt like we were doing the same things. We were running plays that we had game planned for, and we just didn't get some of those series rolling the way that we wanted to get going to have success later in the game.
From your perspective, I know Travis is one of the best, if not the best tight end in the NFL, but from your perspective, how much are you watching or seeing opposing defenses just try to be as physical as possible, even if a penalty occurs, then sort of letting you and him get into a rhythm or a flow as the game goes on?
Yeah, I mean, you can see in the last few weeks, defenses are going to put their hands on them and try to hold them and rough them up at the line of scrimmage in order to disrupt our timing. All we can do as an offense is just keep going through our offense and trying to keep executing at a high level. I mean, me and him both have to be better about trying to find ways to give him time to get open and make better throws when he does get open, and then him to keep working those routes and trusting in his technique and his abilities, and that stuff that we'll work in as the season goes on. I mean, obviously this will be a time where we can look back upon that. Hopefully that we learned a lot of things about ourselves as a team and as an offense in order to hopefully grow as an offense with a lot of these young guys that we have on this team.
With Tyreek coming back, could you see a difference either in the game or just compared to previous weeks as far as how the defense was maybe presenting some coverages and looks towards you now that he's back on the field?
Yeah, I mean, when Tyreek's out there, defense have to pay extra attention to him, and I think you saw that at the beginning of the game is they kind of start off with that kind of the more press man that we had been seeing, and he kind of got him a couple times, and then you started to see that they were kind of backing off of him earlier and kind of playing more of a press bell, and the safety was cheating over there to kind of help out with the guys over there. So he's a guy that it takes a little added attention, and so we need to help utilize that as whenever he does get those matchups, take them. But when they're adding that attention, we have to use other guys to have success as an offense.
How do you handle and accept the responsibility of just knowing that after back-to-back losses, when you go out to practice this week, that there's going to be a lot of guys, new guys, younger guys on this team that are just going to look to you and to how you're handling it and just how do you approach, whether it's during practice or in the meetings or whatever, just how do you accept that responsibility?
Yeah, I think you have to go about it as you just need to get better each and every week. And I think you have to have that same mentality after a win as you have after a loss, is that you're trying to go out there to get better. And so we obviously, after back-to-back losses, we're not happy with how we've performed the last few weeks, but we know we have a short week against another opponent, and we still have everything. We can still control our own destiny as far as our division and trying to win the AFC West and do those different things. And so this is an important game this week. I mean, we're playing Denver at Denver. They've won, I think, two in a row, so that they're kind of playing really good football right now. And so for us, we have to make sure that we have our game plan down and we can really execute at a high level in a hostile environment.
Shady ran eight times yesterday, and the coaching staff's kind of pointed to the RPOs. Just how do you go about self-scouting? Okay, did I make the right call here to pass, and then make the right call to run?
Yeah, I think you look at the positive parts of each play, and I feel like on a lot of those RPOs, we completed the passes. I think there was one time, if I look back right now, I'm about to watch the film after this, but I think there was one time where I made a throw to Pringle that we almost hit on, that missed, that the run could have been out from the little pictures I saw on the tablet and stuff like that. But for the most part, a lot of those things where I was kind of throwing them to Tyreek on the side where he was getting 9 yards a catch and stuff like that, whereas those RPO options, and you get plus nine on those throws, then those are usually success plays for us.
Patrick, the offensive line takes a lot of the criticism, you know, when the offense isn't doing well. What's your message to them, let them know that you still have confidence in them?
Yeah, I mean, I always have confidence in those guys. Those guys are working their tail off to protect for me, and we put a lot on them as far as letting them have to have those one-on-one against really good pass rushers with the Texans in these last couple weeks, and they've been doing holding their own and doing their best job every single play. And so for us, I'll keep trusting those guys to keep doing their job. I have to get the ball out of my hands whenever the play isn't there, and I think you saw that with the play before half of, like, I held on to it just a little bit too long instead of just burning it and living the play for the next play and then the later to the next half. And that's just little mistakes that you can't make when you're playing a good opponent like that.
Confidence-wise, as a group, and maybe as you individually, does it feel different? Last year, you're losing shootouts when you lost a couple. Now you guys have lost a couple where you scored 24 or 13 points. How's your confidence and the confidence in the team as a group offensively that you'll be able to kind of get back rolling to what these fans expect to score 30 or 40 points every game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we still did a good job yesterday of moving the ball up and down the field for the most part. There was a couple drives there at the end that we just didn't get it rolling from the beginning and kind of put our defense in a bad situation, putting them right back on the field. But I think the biggest thing is it's the difference that you have from just missing those little plays as far as third down conversions and little things like that we were making last year that we haven't made at these last few weeks, and we were making at the early part of the season, is what changes the whole aspect of the game. And so knowing that and guys seeing that on film, they understand that we're this close to being that same explosive offense that we were at the early part of the season. So it's about just executing as we keep getting guys back and keep getting more and more opportunities. We have to make sure we execute at a high enough level to have success. A
couple more guys.
Last year, if my memory is correct, the Thursday night game was in December, when obviously mm-hmm. your body's gone through a lot of games, a lot of sort of bruising. What about last year can prepare you to try to get your body as best possible for Thursday against the Broncos?
Yeah, I think last year we did a good job of executing at the beginning of the game. We kind of faded at the end. So I think just knowing that it's going to be a full game, you have to make sure you're going to play a full entire game against a division opponent, and knowing that they're going to give their best effort because it's such an important game. So for us, we're just going to go out there, get this game plan down today, make sure that we prepare ourselves to play a full 60 minutes or however long it takes.
I know you haven't probably studied the Broncos too much yet, but you've faced them several times in your career, new head coach and stuff like that. But they pitched a shutout yesterday. Their defense looks like they're kind of coming around. Is this good? I mean, what's that challenge going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, they have first of all, they have great personnel with the defensive players that they have that have came back and that have been there for a long time. And then with Coach Fangio, I mean, he's such a good, really good defensive coordinator, and then now a head coach. And so for them to have that combination, you know they're going to have a good defense. And so as an offense, we're going to make sure that we understand what they're trying to do and how they're trying to do it, and then find ways to have success whenever we get our opportunities.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, that was Patrick Mahomes talking a little bit about last week's game. And hey, listen, Patrick Mahomes is a great football player, and Patrick Mahomes is going to be a great football player here in Kansas City for a long, long time. But he can't do everything. All right, he's got some injuries right now. He's struggling a little bit. I think he's pressing a little bit. Andy Reid needs to make an adjustment, because there's a lot of smart guys on the other side of the field that took a whole offseason and looked at all of Patrick Mahomes' film and figured out what can we do to limit the success of Patrick Mahomes. And like I said this before, there's a lot of smart people over there trying to figure it out. So now it's time. It's a chess game. All right? The Chiefs made their move. All right? The defensive coordinators on the other side made their move. Now the Chiefs have got to make their move again, and we've got to find a way to get defenses off balance because right now they're dictating the action to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they really are. And if you go back to the last game, you get into the fourth quarter, Chiefs are down. You know, the Chiefs are, I think, leading the game 24-17. They get the ball in the fourth quarter, just the beginning of the fourth quarter. They had a third and 10 from the 20. Defense is offsides. They get a third and 5 from the 25. Mahomes to Kelce. Remember, it was the one where it looked like it was interference. Andy throws out the red flag for a challenge. No interference. They have to punt. Then the Houston Texans go on that long drive. They take a 31-24 lead, okay, on the Chiefs. It was a 6-minute, 17-second drive. The Chiefs came back 1-2-3 punt. And you know, it was fourth and 12 from the 23-yard line with 5 minutes and 12 seconds left. I have no idea why they punted there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was a fourth and 12.
I'm with you.
Okay, it was a fourth and 12. But the way that Houston had been running the ball and doing whatever they were doing, Chiefs knew they weren't going to get the ball back, and they didn't. They got a first and 10. They went on a march. They went high, plus two. Watson then threw the ball to Hopkins for 18. Watson scrambled for another 10 or 12. Then you got Hyde. Then you got Watson to Fuller. Then Hyde again, 45-yard field goal. They decided to go for it. Watson hits Hopkins.
Yeah.
Game was over. It was like first and 10 at the 19-yard line at that point, and they just ran the clock out on them. It was just, I mean, you just go, you got to understand what's going on in the game, too. You're not going to get the ball back. What difference does it make?
And I understand.
Defense hasn't stopped anybody.
I understand the analytics of football, and I understand a lot of these smart guys are looking at all the stats and all the tendencies and all the different percentages, and I get it. I love it. I think it's kind of cool, all right? But until the Kansas City Chiefs establish some sort of running game where they can start to run maybe an RPO or two, no, there's nobody's going to bite an RPO run pass option if one of the options is running. You don't do it.
Well, two things. Number one, you try to run a ball and you can't. Number two, your quarterback's running around on a bad ankle.
Yeah.
You're not going to RPO him. They're not going to run him
Absolutely.
On a bad ankle.
Absolutely.
So they know that right away.
So, listen, what teams have been doing is they've been trying to play man and trying to tie people up, and they're going to go against that a little bit now, I think, because Tyreek Hill's back. So it'll be interesting to see if some of the underneath stuff opens up again. Right now, it's hard to explain because they're running. They have some speedsters who can run down the field, but because Patrick Mahomes doesn't have the time to throw it down the field, it really doesn't count.
Right.
I mean, you could be the fastest guy in the world.
So they can still play man-to-man.
Yeah, you can still be the fastest guy in the world. So what teams have been doing is they have been bracketing Travis Kelce. They've been hitting him on the line of scrimmage, plus keeping a guy over the top of him because they're taking away everything in the middle, and they're saying, okay, by the time your guy gets open, we're going to be able to get to your quarterback.
Right.
So take away all the underneath stuff. The Chiefs have just got to find a way to protect, find some way to protect. And I'm not sure if this is a good week for it. This defense plays pretty good at home, especially rushing the quarterback.
You can't
this
hear.
Game makes me really, really nervous. I will never bet against the Chiefs. I will never pick against the Chiefs. But if I was going to, Frank, this would be the game.
Yeah, right. That's tough. I really thought last week I didn't like the Chiefs last week with Deshaun Watson, the way he can run around with the football and the way Mahomes had been hobbled. And even getting Tyreek Hill back, I just said, is he going to have time to throw the ball downfield? Well, he did early. But then he didn't after that.
Well, and the reason why he did early is, I don't know if you noticed this, but they ran a lot of boot action.
Yeah, they ran him out of the pocket.
They were running him. Right. They were booting everybody one way and running him the other way to try to open up some space. But after they figured out the Chiefs can't run the ball, nobody cared about the boot.
No.
So they were like, okay.
And the Chiefs quit doing it.
You guys just keep on running that way because you're not going to run anyway. So they stopped. As soon as the offensive line reached really hard to one side, usually defensive linemen are trying to fight across their face. That's why the boot works so well.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now they're like, screw it. You guys aren't going to run the ball anyway, so we're just going to stay back here. And they were able to get in Patrick Mahomes' face. How many times on boots did he get his arm hit?
Oh, he got hit all the time.
That never happens on a boot. It never happens.
Nobody should get that close.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Listen, I'm one of those guys that thinks that this Kansas City Chiefs team can bounce back and will bounce back. I do think most of the problems they have right now are little problems that can be solved. I know I might be in the minority here, but I do think that this defense will get better as the season progresses. They're once again, paralysis by analysis is happening. They're thinking too much, and I'm not sure what the answer is. And maybe it's just something that's going to have to come. They got to get guys healthy. The guys got to feel more comfortable in the game plan, and they've got to go just play football. If you're going to make a mistake on the defensive side, make it aggressively. Don't hesitate and stop and get picked up by a guard or a tackle or get beat on a slant or a double move because you're hesitating. Be aggressive.
Yeah, well, my deal for that, I've given up on a defense.
Yeah,
not only a defense is going to get much better at all.
And
remember last year they finished way down the list, too, and they got within a play of the Super Bowl. But I just don't see that with this team. And the way the other teams are just running the football and trying to keep it away from the Chiefs, it's killing the Chiefs offense. They can't get any rhythm going. You know, they're 30th in the league in time of possession. They've got to do better than that. They've got to be able to maintain control of that football and score. Because if you're way down in time of possession and you're not scoring okay, if you're down in time of possession because you're scoring in four plays or five plays, fine. That's great. But that is not what's happening with this team.
Yeah.
I've got no hope for the linebackers. They're not going to get any better. Chris Jones come back. It's going to help a little. They still have no cornerbacks. Okay, so I just don't know where they're going to get better.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a little break here, guys. We are CBD American Shaman.
We're in Grandview, right in between the Topsies and Lufties right here, and they're right across from the Petco. Remember, at all CBD American Shaman stores on Wednesdays from 6 to 7, while Tim and I are doing the Crunch Time Roadshow, it's 30% off every store in the Kansas City metropolitan area every Wednesday night, not just from the store that we're at. And then Soren's going to have a couple of remotes from the stores, one more this month and two next month. When Soren is on remote at a CBD American Shaman, it's 30% off every CBD American Shaman store in the Kansas City Metro for 4 hours.
Well, you know what? Let's do. Let's piggyback and stay right there, and let's make it 5 hours.
That's perfect.
Let's do it.
We'll do Crunch Time from there.
We'll do Crunch Time right from there, and we'll have people come in. Have a great time. All right, guys, we're gonna take a break. We'll only have a couple minutes coming out of the break, but we'll give our predictions. See what happens. And hey, listen, let's.
Every time I pick against the Chiefs, they'll win.
We've taken our aspirin. All right, the hangover's over. The hangover's over. I don't want to talk anymore about any of those games. If you dwell on the past, you're deemed to repeat it. You like that?
Two repeats. Two in a row, Tim.
All right, here we go. Kansas City Chiefs are going to win this game. Let's hope. We're going to take a break.
Kansas City's hometown sports station. Sports Radio 810 WHB.
At the Crunch Time, we got a lot of fun people coming in here. Some guy that I remember, we made a bet Notre Dame Nebraska, and I lost. I had to wear the Nebraska shirt, and he came in and just remind me, just to knock me down another notch.
That's it, pal. That's where you belong.
Everybody's just taking chunks of my butt, and it's almost gone.
That's it. You bet.
It's almost, although
not quite.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Not quite. No. All right, welcome back to
you. Got a lot more chunks left. As Marty used to say, we're going to go get chunks of offense. By the way, the Denver Broncos averaging just about 18 points a game.
Just,
so that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just, I mean, come on, Frank. You're killing me.
Come on, Tim.
All right, Kansas City Chiefs are going to win.
Okay.
35-34.
Excuse me? 35-34? Whew.
Wow. It's a terrible prediction.
That's a terrible prediction.
It's a horrible prediction.
Come on, give us a better prediction than that.
The Chiefs are going to win. I don't know what they're going to win by. I don't even care anymore. Just win. I don't want
to.
I don't care. I just win by one somehow, some way. Let's get back in the W's. And listen, we're 4-2. We won. We're 4-0 in the first quarter. We started out this second quarter 0-2. Let's finish out the quarter, if we possibly can, at least .500. And let's go 2-2 in this quarter, and then maybe 3-1, and 3-1 will be okay. So Let's got to find some way to stop the run. Got to find a way to put some more points on the board, protect their quarterback. And if we do those things, which I think we can,
Is that all they have to do?
Frank, all I'm saying is give peace a chance, okay? All right? Yeah. Give it a chance.
I got you. Okay, they lost to the Raiders opening weekend. They scored 16. They lost to the Bears game two. They scored 14. This is Denver. Packers, they lost and they scored only 16 points. Jaguars, they lost. They scored 24. They lost 26-24. They should have won that game. Chargers, they beat, and they scored 20 points in that game. And the Titans, they shut out last week, 16-0.
Yeah.
So they're only averaging about 18 points a game. If you can't outscore this team, okay, you're really in trouble. If you can't score between 24 and 31 points a game, you don't deserve to win the football game.
No,
Denver's not going to be able to keep up with you offensively unless they keep you off the field. And as they're controlling the football, remember, they've got to be able to get down and score points, okay, not just kick field goals, be able to maintain ball control, take it down the field, and score touchdowns against you, and they got a real chance. Because if they can run the football like the last three teams have run the football against the Chiefs, they could be in for some big trouble in Denver. Denver has won two games in a row. The Chiefs have lost two games in a row. So there's totally different momentum here. So it's going to be pretty interesting
Like Gunther Cunningham used to say all the time, you got to take away the heart of a team, then you go out to the soul. The heart of the team is the running game, and so far the Chiefs have not been able to take the heart away from a team. They have not been able to knock that out and limit the running game. And they would have it. Once you knock out and you take the heart away, now you can pin your ears back and take away the soul. And that's what the Chiefs have happened to them. They've taken away the Chiefs' running game, and now they're just going after the soul of the team, and that's Patrick Mahomes,
yeah.
And that's not a good thing.
Right, they're trying to limit him. I'm going to tell you something, too. You lose this game, you seen the rest of the schedule, folks? They got the Green Bay Packers.
Frank, I don't want to hear
the Minnesota Vikings. Both of them. Then they go to Tennessee. Then they have to go to Mexico City to play the Chargers.
Oh, my gosh.
Then they get a bye week. Then they come back home and play the Raiders, who are playing a lot better. Then
when
they
do
go
they play the 85 Bears?
New England. Then they play the Broncos home. Then they go to the 85 Bears.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, they're going to go to Chicago. Nice freezing, cold weather, Soldier Field, Chicago. Then they come home and play the L.A. Chargers. So their schedule after this Denver game gets really, really
tough. It's the NFL. It's supposed to be tough.
Is it?
Yeah.
Geez, New England hasn't played anybody, and they're not going to until they play the Chiefs.
Well, you know, it's because they cheat.
Oh.
They cheat.
So.
You know what? They won the AFC last year.
Okay.
And they got the easiest schedule. How did that happen?
Okay. They won the Super Bowl. They cheat.
How did they cheat the scheduling? I mean, how did they get the easiest schedule if they won the AFC championship?
I have no idea, Tim.
Well, they cheated. That's how you. That's okay. What happened.
Tim, it's sour grapes.
All right. They cheated.
Okay.
Everybody,
the Patriots
cheat.
Okay, Chiefs are going to win tomorrow night. Okay?
Yeah, they're winning. I don't care what the score is.
It's going to be close.
Don't even give me a score.
It's going to be close.
Chiefs win.
Okay.
All right.
Chiefs
no
win.
Scores. No more scores until they
They'll
win.
They'll both score under 30.
All right.
I know that much.
All right, guys. We love you. CBD America Shop loves you. Go Chiefs. You've been listening to
Crunch Time. Follow the Chiefs right here on your home for the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. Sports Radio 810 WHB.